what the word of the Lord would say. For many of you are pressing into the mark, to that place that you know brings me pleasure. For I see and have found a great awareness of your heart at hand. But know this, that as earnest as your heart is to give me your best, know that even in your best, you must rely, lean on, and put your weight of transformation into my best on me, says the Spirit of grace. For in all of your very best, in which I am elated to see and to receive, yet in your very best, it is impossible for you to transform yourself over into that place where I can come and do more for you. Of yourself, you can do nothing, but through me, you can do all things, saith the Spirit of grace. So rest upon me. Present your heart at your very best, but know still that it is not of your strength, but of mine, that I come and add to you all of the necessary ingredients to take you to that place where I can come and do more for you, says the Spirit of grace. What he wants you to know is he's preparing you. He's wanting to take you and me to places we've never been. And sometimes it just hurts. It feels like something that's ripping you apart because you want it so bad. But nevertheless, he wants you to know that even as bad as it hurts, you couldn't do it with all the earnest effort. He wants to come and stand beside you, transform you moment by moment. Hallelujah. Something very wonderful is being offered to us. We receive it, Jesus. Your intercession for a great outpouring. I say these things. Well, I preface the things that I'll say by saying this, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Those of you that walk in my presence and know me, know that there is nothing that is scripted as in moments in time or events that you would set aside for me to come and change things through you. For know this, all those that offer themselves up as intercessors and will worship me and lend yourself, spirit, soul, and body to me, know that I will come at what seems like the most inopportune time. Unscheduled times, you'll find that my timetable in the Spirit is not exactly like you imagine. For I take very little notice of what human events or circumstances or daily activity is running around you. For those of you that serve me in spirit know that I can be working a work in your spirit while your soul is occupied in other areas. But know this, those of you that learn the art of intercession will find that I'll come and borrow your authority at times when you feel as if you're unprepared. Know this, that at that moment in time, my grace is sufficient. I'll head you in. I'll head you in so that even the part where natural embarrassment and those things of not being able to explain what you're in will be easy for you, because I'll hide you away for the moment, and moments will come, and if you will allow me to take these moments in you, I'll take from you the authority to change things that you do not even know presently. And then the more that you steward this, the more I'll come and show you what we together, you and I, changed before it ever took place, saith the Spirit of grace.